As we prepare for Parshas Vayeshev and Meretz Hashem for Chanukah, Avalei Latoiva, says the pasuk in this week, Parshas Vayeshev. We want to welcome all of our Torah Anytime viewers, everyone listening on J-Root Radio, and all the great Talmid Chachamim here in Kew Garden Hills, New York, in the Young Israel. Vayeshev, Lamed Zayin, Chav Dalet. Vayikachu, they took him, Vayashlichu, Isai Haboira. They threw him into the pit. Vahabar Reik. The pit was empty. Ein boy mayim. There was no water. Very nice. It was an empty pit, and there's no water in it. And by the way, what does this have to do, first of all, with anything? Who cares? And why does the Gemara Masechta Shabbos Mamem Alikin insert this in the Dinei Chanukah? And even very importantly, what does this have to do with the recent events of the United States of America recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Eretz Yisrael? Why is this occurring, Parshas Vayeshev? Why is this occurring before Chanukah? What does this have to do with the Yosef HaTzadik? And we'll try to wrap it all together. Okay, my rabbi said, fasten your seatbelts. The habor reik, the pit was empty, ein boy mayim. There's no water. So everybody knows if there's no water in it, obviously, after it was empty, obviously there's no water. So the Gemara darshan. Vam Rav Kahana, Darash, Rav Nosson, Bar Menyumi, Mishmei Rav Tanchum. May dechsev, the habor reik, ein boy mayim. Mimash, mashenemar, the habor reik, ein yoder, ein boy mayim. Obviously, if it's empty, there's no water. Elamat tamaloyim, ein boy mayim. It's a double negative. Mayim ein boy av nachash na gram esha. There's snakes and scorpions. I'll ask you two questions. Question number one is, it says the pit is empty. Oh, but there's no water. Fine. Granted. So now we have the right to say there's no water, but there was something else. Maybe there's something else with jelly beans. Maybe there's no water, but they're jelly beans. There's no water, but they're business cards. There's no water, but everyone threw their phones into it during the shir. I mean, how do you know there was snakes and scorpions? Maybe it was something else. Also, you only have a right really to learn that one thing. There's no water, but there was something. How do you have a right to learn there are two things in it? And the Gemara Darshan, there's no water, but there were nechash and makravin. By the way, the Gemara is darshing this in the middle of the Dinei Chanukah. What's this got to do with laws of Chanukah? It says the Bereishis Rabba that the pasuk v'haaretz ha'tzasayu v'avayu v'choshech apnei sahayim v'ruach elokim rachefes apnei amoyim Reb Shimon ben Lakash pasar kraya begoliyos v'haaretz ha'tzasayu is bavel v'avayu is madai. They darken the eyes of the Jewish people. Because they are saying what their decree. What did they say? Lahem. Kitzfu al karenesto, right on the horn of an ox. Shein lochem chelek v'lakeso, that you have no share in the God of Israel. So we would have to go around. Now, it's not strange that it was on an animal. I mean, people traveled on animals. But why a shar? Why an ox? What did the Yavanim have to do with the ox? Why would they impose on us to ride on the ox that we have no share in the God of Israel? So Rabbi, let's talk a little bit about Yushalayim. There's a pasuk in the Navi Zechariah. Ki darachti li Yehuda, keshes milesi Ephraim. Ve'oirarti vanayach tziyon abanayach Yavan. I will arouse my children tziyon upon my children, Yavan. Upon your children, Yavan. What is this talking about? Banayach Tzion Abanayach Yavan. So the Psikta says this is a remez to the miracle of Chanukah. V'lama madlik neirois v'chanukah Ela b'shah shenitzchu banav shachashanayah kohen gadol l'malchus yom shenemar v'ayrarti banayach Tzion Abanayach Yavan. So the Psikta says that this pasuk is talking about the miracle of Chanukah. In fact, Rashi says Al-Khel Antiochas. Why does Rashi say Antiochas over here? Like, why is Rashi sticking in Antiochas? They'll say, Echleis, the Yavanim, why Antiochas? Comes Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar has a very interesting question. Throughout the Chumash, Klal Yisrael is referred to as Bnei Yisrael. Vosepis, all of a sudden we come to the miracle of Chanukah. And what are Klal Yisrael called? Vanayach Tzion. Why, when it comes to the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, are we called Vanayach Tzion? As Bnei Yisachar, Avar L'chol Eitam L'kriya Shem Hanukkah. Another reason it's called Hanukkah. Hine, Hisnavi Zechariah, at the end of Nevi'im, Vairarti, Vanayach Tzion, Vanayach Yomem. Hine, Hisnavi Al Neis Techanukkah, like the Sikta says. Yesh lehizvoinein lama amar Vanayach Tzion v'loi Bnei Yisrael. Okay, Rabbi Isai, very interesting. Tell you a secret. There are five letters in the Hebrew alphabet in Lashon HaKodesh that are doubled, right? The Menatzach, the end of letters. It means there are five letters that have two. What are they? The final Chaf, the final Mem, the final Nun, the final Pei, the final Tzadi, right? Even though we don't say it like it was in Menatzach, but in the order, and in fact, the final Chaf is 500, final Mem is 600, final Nun is 700, final Pei is 8, final Tzadi is 900. Says the Medrash, these letters that have double letters are the letters of Geula, the letters of redemption. There have been five redemptions. In the history of the world, there are five redemptions. Says Pirkei Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer, Oimer, Chamesh Oisiyoy Shenichvalu Batayra. There are five letters that are doubled in the Torah, Kulam Mesayit HaGeula. They are all the secret of Geula. Chaf, Avraham from Ur Kadosh, Shenemer, Lech, Lecha, Me'artzecha. Hashem redeemed Avram with the final chaf, lech lecha me'artzecha. Mem Yitzchak from the Plishnim. Shnemer lech me'imanu ki atzam tamimenu me'oid. A lot of mem action going on over there. That means Hashem redeemed Yitzchak with the mem. Nun Yaakov Avinu from Esav. Shnemer hatzilei ni na miyad achi miyad Esav. Hey, Mitzrayim, Shenemar, Pakoid, Pakadati Eschem. Tzadi, the final redemption is with the Tzadi. Boy, Asra Kajbarcha, Ligos, Yisrael, Besef, Machot, Revir. What is Hashem going to tell us? Semach, Simachti, I have brought the Geula. Shenemar, Hine Ish, Semach, Shemoi. Umitachtov, Yitzmach, Ubana, Eshechal Hashem. Or as another Yirmiyah says, the final, the tzadi is the letter of Geula. Got it, everyone? Everyone with me here? Yeah? The tzadi is the letter of Geula. My Rabbi Isai, let's talk about one very interesting thing for a moment. And that is, we'll skip to number 11 just for one moment. Amar Vasi, Lama Nimshala Esther Lashachar. It says in Tehillim Chafez, I'm not saying Achalayelas Hashachar Mizmar LeDavid. That parak is about the miracle of Purim, and it calls Esther, it refers to Esther as Ayelas Hashachar, the morning star. Amar Avasi, Lama Nimshla Esther LeShachar Loimar Lach Ma Shachar Soif Kol HaLayla Af Esther Soif Kol HaNisa. Just like the morning is the end of the night, Esther is the last miracle. What are you talking about? Chanukah happened after. Nitna lichtav kamina. We're only talking about miracles that can be written down. Chanukah you can't write down. I heard a beautiful remez this morning. My friend Rafi Weinberg told me a beautiful remez. That Chanukah, you know why Chanukah can't be written down? We said many pshatim over the years. A remez is, the only thing that can be written down is the eight Nevi'im. The only thing that can be written down is the eight Nevi'im, the six Ksuvim, and the five Megillas. Chanukah, Chesnun, eight Nevi'im, Vav Chaf, six Ksuvim, Hey, and the five Megillah. You can only write down Chanukah, but you can't write down the miracle of Chanukah. Chanukah is Ches Nevi'im, Vav Ksuvim, and the five Megillah. Anyway, says the Sasem is another pshat. But how could the Gemara say that Purim is the last miracle? Chanukah is the last miracle. No. As Bechal asks you a question. What do you mean it's the last miracle? The last miracle is Mashiach. The answer is Purim is the last miracle of the first era of history. The Mashiach is, you know, chapter 2. Chanukah is the inauguration of the Mitzvah Mashiach. Chanukah is the inauguration of chapter 2. Basemes says, look at number 12, Ubira Inhu, Esther Soif Kanisim Ken Chanukah, which is Achaz Hachana to the Gula Asida. Rabbi said, with what letter will Hashem bring the final redemption? Sadi, what's the gematria of Chanukah? Sadi, of course, 90. I 89 in my koila, off by one. Fine. Chanukah's 89, but Chanukah's Sadi! That means Chanukah's part of the final redemption. Right? Chanukah's part of the final redemption because of the letter Sadi. Lamela. We have this force of Yavan. Listen carefully. Yavan, 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 Yavan. But how are we going to triumph over Yavan? Listen carefully. What Yom Tov did we triumph over Yavan? Chanukah. What's Chanukah? Which letter? Sadi. V'meila b'nei Tzion over Yavan. What's Tzion? Tzion is you stick Chanukah into Yavan, you get Tzion. That's what. What is Yavan? Yavan is Yod Vav Nun. How do we triumph over Yavan? Chanukah. So what? How do we spell that out? Tzion. Tzion is 90. Chanukah is 90. Tzadi, the final redemption. And Yavan. So that's why in reference to Chanukah, says B'nai Yisachar, B'nai Yisrael are called, not B'nai Yisrael, B'nai Tzion, because Tzion is how we encapsulate into a word the triumph of Chanukah over the Yavanim. Yavan plus Tzadi is Tzion. Right? So this week, which is the week of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, so the world has some glimpse of the centrality of Yerushalayim, of Tzion, because Tzion represents the domination of Klal Yisrael over the Yavanim. Because the way we triumph over Yavan is we stick Chanukah into Yavan and we get Tzion. So now this week, you know, Tzion is getting a little bit of recognition. Obviously, that's not what we're hoping for. We're hoping for Hamachazer Shechinatai L'Tzion. But, you know, a little recognition is a good thing. But this is what the B'nai Yisachar says. That the reason why the Klal Yisrael, in reference to Chanukah, are called Banayach Tzion is because the triumph over Yavan is when we inject the Tzadi into Yavan. Tzadi is the miracle of Chanukah. Rabbi said we're only beginning now. Okay. Who else is a Tzadi? What do we need to inject into Yavan to triumph over Yavan? Which letter? Tzadik. Who is the Tzadik? Who is he? There's only one guy, right? Yosef HaTzadik, where is he called Yosef HaTzadik? The Navi Amos says, look at number 13. Koyamar Hashem, al shloisha pishe Yisrael, v'al arba lo yashivenu, al michram bakesef tzadik. Ah. My Rabbi Sai, fasten your seatbelt. The way we overcome Yavan is how? Chanukah. But how do we have the miracle of Chanukah? It's through who? Yosef HaTzadik, the tzadik. When you inject Tzadik into Yavan, you get Tzion. You see, here's the thing. Yavan is letters Noi, Nun Vav Yud, beauty. Because, you see, Yavan has a certain beauty. But we need to take that beauty, Yaft, Yoifi, Elohim, Liefes, that's Yavan. But for Yishkoin V'Oyel Hashem, we need to take the concept of beauty and inject it for Avodas Hashem. Who is able to do that, Rabbi Yisai? We're going to talk about it in a minute. My Rabbi said that means the way to overcome Yavan is you got to stick a tzaddik into Yavan. Who's the tzaddik? Yosef. Yosef is Gematria 156. Tzion is 156. That's why if you have Yosef HaTzaddik, the tzaddik, you stick it into Yavan, you get Tzion, which is 156, you get Yosef, which is 156. Who else is 156? Antiochus is 156. That's why Yosef and Antiochus are the very antithesis of each other, the exact opposite. Memela comes Megal Amukos, number 15. Megal Amukos says, Antiochus is Gematria Yosef. Melech Yavan is Gematria Yosef. Therefore, what comes out is incredible. What the Yavanim are out to destroy is obviously Yosef HaTzadik, because Yosef HaTzadik is the kryptonite of Yavan. Yosef HaTzadik is how we overcome Yavan. Because if you take the Tzadik, Yosef, and you stick him into Yavan, you get Tzion. Tzion is the opposite of Yavan. Memela, listen carefully. Every other Malchus in the world, what do they want to do? Just destroy Yerushalayim. That's it. No, Yavan, and exile us. Yavan says, we're not destroying Yerushalayim. We're taking over Yerushalayim. Tzion is ours. The only Malucha, the only Malchus that dominated Israel and took control of Israel, that it should be theirs. They didn't want the Jewish people to appoint a governor there. No, the Greeks wanted the Beis HaMikdash. We have to understand, Why was it of all the Malchiyos, it was Yavan who wanted control of Yerushalayim? But what we're learning is it's Zelu Umazel Asalikim. Yavan, Antioch is 156 against Yosef, 156. Yavan 156 against Sion, which is 156. They don't want Yosef, which is a tzaddik, to inject itself into Yavan. The Mela, they write, you guys go ahead and write Al Keren Hashar, Shein Lachem Chelek Vil Yisrael. Who's called the Shar? Yosef HaTzadik. Bechor Shairoi Hadar Loi. Yosef is the Shar. So they want it to be Oiker Yosef. That's why they write Kisla Keren Hashar Im Lachem Chelek Vil Yisrael. So I saw an incredible remez. I don't know who this person is. It's the name of the Sefer is Nemnu Ma'id. First of all, this is going to flip. You ready? Chazal say, right? Haborek ein boy mayim, mayim ein boy, nechoshim akravim yesh boy. How do they know nechoshim and akravim? Look at the word ein boy. You know what ein boy stands for? Avol, nechoshim, veakravim, yesh boy. Rosh Tevez. Ein boy is a Rosh Tevez. Avol, nechoshim, veakravim, yesh boy. Don't look at it, you know what I'm talking about. It's exact. Ein boy is Rosh Tevez. Aval, the words of the Gemara. Aval, nechashim, ve'akrabim, yesh boy. Now let's get another thing. Who is the opposite of Yosef? No? Antioch. The Yevanim. Yeah? The Yevanim. What's the matter of Yavan? Now using, yesterday we did Yavan, or the Nun as a regular. Now we're going to do a Nun, a final Nun. What's the final Nun? 700. So what's Yavan? 716. What's the Gematria of Nachash? 358. One Nachash is 358. Two Nachashes? 716. Mamela, if they are dominating Yosef, they're throwing Yosef into the pit. Who's going to be? Who's it going to be? Who's coming against Yosef? Yavan! Yavan is 716. Ah! Nechashim! Nachash is Yavan. 716. When we say they're Nechashim in the pit, that's Yavan. Yavan's in the pit. What's Yavan called up here, Kabbalah? The Arizal writes in Parshas Ekev, Akrav. So Nechashim, the Akravim. That's what's... How can you have two things? There's only one thing. It's Yavan. Yavan's in the pit. Meaning the Kayach of Yavan is trying to dominate Yosef HaTzadik. So let's take a look. Let's read number 17 for a moment. The Sefer Nemnu Ma'id v'zeh Muvan, and it's run the Gemara in Hilchos Chanukah. We want to know why is the Gemara bringing in Hilchos Chanukah the Habar Reik Ein Boy Mayim Mayim Ein Boy Nechashim Agram Yisha. The answer is this is the predecessor miracle of Chanukah, where this is the domination of the Greeks of Klal Yisrael. Why they throw Yosef in the pit, and who's in the pit? Nechashim Nachash Yavan's in the pit. That's what it's doing. Nechaz Chanukah. Mayim, Ein Boy. Mayim is Gematria Tzadik. 90. Mayim is 90. There's no Mayim. We're dominating the Tzadik. The Habor Reik is Gematria Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, of course. So it comes out like this. Comes Arizal, and Arizal says, when you say the word lahadlik, what's the numerical value of lahadlik? Lehadlik. So 35, 39, 69, 79, 179. Arizal says, make sure you are mechavin imat koilo 180. Okay, now what? Why in the world would I want to be mechavin to 180? The answer is because it's all about the two tzaddiks. It's all about the two tzaddiks that bring the geula. The double tzaddik is the ois of geula. Tzaddik, tzemach, tzaddik. The tzaddik that joins Yavan and creates Tzion. Mar Rabbeisai, you think it's a coincidence that this week that we read about the tzaddik Yosef, who is in the pit, he's dominated by Yavan, but ultimately he triumphs. And the triumph of Yosef over Yavan, coming out of the bar and dominating the Yavanim and injecting Yosef HaTzadik overriding the Kayach HaTzadik over Yavan, this is the week that the world recognizes a little bit the beauty, the grandeur, the centrality of Yerushalayim. Well, let's try to get one added point. Marv Rabbeisai, why do you think Yavan is the antithesis of Yerushalayim? Why do you think it is? Why do you think Yavan is the antithesis of Yosef? Like, we don't say Bavel is against Yosef, and Madai is against Yosef, and Edom is against Yosef. Why is it Yavan versus Yosef? There's only one man about whom we say, the Yosef, Yifei Tayar, Yifei Mara. Yosef was a kach of beauty. Who else had the power of beauty? Yavan. The reason why Yavan did not like us is because Yaftelikim Liyafes, the Yishkoim Ba'alei Shem, we take the architecture and the beauty of Yavan and we use it for Avodas Hashem, but they want it back. They want, now, where is the beauty of Yafes manifest? In which city in the world? What is Yushalayim called? Yushalayim is Kalilas Yoisi. Yifei Noif, Mesois Kalahar. The Gemara in Kedushin says, 10 Kavim of Yoisi Yardul Oilam. 9 Yerushalayim took and won the rest of the world. Yerushalayim is the city of beauty. It's no wonder then that Sion 156 is Gematria Yosef. Why? Yoifi de Kedusha. Mameila Zel Umazel Asa Alekim. So who's coming out against Yosef? Melech Yavan 156. Anti Yoiches 156. We want our Yoifi back. We want to destroy Yosef. We want to destroy Yerushalayim, the Klilas Yoifi. So this week, Baruch Hashem, we have the Chus of Yosef HaTzadik, the Tzadik. The Tzadik goes into Yavan. It makes Yavan Tziyayin. And we have to, therefore, take in the lesson of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is what number? Tzadi. Hanukkah is 90. Hanukkah 90 is the letter of the Gula HaSida. The limit of Hanukkah and the limit of Yosef HaTzadik is not to be taken by external beauty. Beauty is used only and solely for Avodas Hashem, to be able to beautify mitzvah, to be able to beautify Torah, not to beautify the guf, not to glorify physicality. And this is the eternal battle that we face. So we hope that the Ribbono Shel Olam will come down and elevate Yerushalayim, Al Rosh Simchasi, which be Zoicha, to see Amachzer Shkinasai Letzion. Okay, we're not done. What do you think? We're done already? Okay, everyone listening, we're just we're pausing for a few brief moments. We're gonna have one added. Sherry, you turn that off. Okay. No more sheets. Okay, go for it. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, I want to tell you a lamedisha imponderable from the Sefer Yeshuas Malkai. Who wrote the Sefer Yeshuas Malkai? Sefer Yeshuas Malkai was written by Rabbi Yehoshua Mikutna, Rabbi Shila Mikutna, Yeshuas Malkai. My grandfather told me that his grandfather somehow was involved in publishing the Sefer, not sure how exactly, but Rabbi Shula Mikutna was one of the great Karifim in Poland, and he was Nifter in the year 1893, and he was born in 1821 in Płock in Poland. And the Chiddush HaRim said about him that any city, any generation that has Rabbi Shlomo Mikutna is not a Dor Yachdaim. Well, Rabbi Shlomo Mikutna wrote the Sefer Yeshuas Yisrael, Yeshuas Malkai, and Rabbi Shlomo Mikutna actually went up to Yerushalayim in 1885 together with his son-in-law, Rabbi Chaim Vax. And he accomplished very much. He came back to Poland ultimately, and that's where he passed away. Well, Rabbi Shlomo Mikutna has a very interesting question, and it's really an imponderable, and it's something that's very difficult to wrap one's head around and come up with a conclusive answer to. But that is, the Rambam paskens like this. The Gemara says, Moicher Ksusoi, Lener Chanukah. And if a person doesn't have money, he should sell his garment to purchase Ner Chanukah. So if you have a jacket and you don't have money to purchase Ner Chanukah, so you sell the jacket to buy the Ner Chanukah. Very good. Maybe, maybe not. But Ner Chanukah, you have to. Could be Pesach also for Sumei Nisan. Nowhere does the Gemara say you have to sell your clothing for Ner Shabbos. You know, Ner Shabbos doesn't have for Sumei Nisan. L'chaira. Even though there's a tshuva na Avnei Nezer, why not? For Sumei Nisan, you're being mefarsim the biggest miracle in history, Briyas Ha'olam. But it could be that doesn't need persum because that, the Goyim agree to that. It's Hashgacha Pratis that needs persum. But anyway, Pashto says you only have to sell your clothing for Ner Chanukah and not for Ner Shabbos. However, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that if you have a choice, you only have money for Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, which is other. Ner Shabbos is other. Why? Shalom Bayis. So as for Yishol Mikutna, this is what we call a Chazer Chalila. Imagine a guy who has no money. He has a jacket. So he sells his jacket to buy a candle. What's he buying the candle for? Ner Chanukah. But now that he has a Ner Chanukah, if the Gemara says they have a choice between Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, Ner Shabbos. But then now I didn't have to sell my jacket in the first place. So what does a guy do who has no money, and now it's Friday night, it's right before Friday night, and I understand you have to sell your jacket for Ner Chanukah, and now it's Shabbos. I don't have to do it for Shabbos. So should he not sell the jacket? Because you don't have to sell your jacket for Ner Shabbos. Should he sell the jacket, use it for Ner Chanukah? And but the Gemara says if you only have one candle, use it for Ner Shabbos. That's the question. That's the imponderable. Again, imponderable. So what in the world does a guy do who doesn't have money, and now it's Ner Chanukah coming up and Ner Shabbos? Does he sell the jacket, use it for Ner Chanukah, and then use it for Ner Shabbos? Or does he not sell it in the first place? Or does he sell it and use it for Ner Chanukah? So there's three options. You sell the jacket for Ner Chanukah, but now that you have it, you use it for Ner Shabbos. One option is you sell it for Ner Chanukah, and I don't have to use it for Ner Shabbos. Because it's only if I have a candle, Ner Shabbos is other. But not if I sold my jacket. Or now I don't have to, or I wear my jacket to Shul and I don't light anything. Those are the three options that I'll let you think about. Once we're at, I'll tell you one more question, Rabbi Shul, let me cut on Chanukah. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Hilchais, Chol HaMoed. Hilchais, Tisha B'Av. Hilchais, Shana. Hilchos Aseres Metshuva, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Hilchos Chanukah, Hilchos Purim. So look in the Rambam. The Rambam, you have Hilchos Yom Kippur, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, excuse me, Hilchos Yom Kippur, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Hilchos Purim, and then Hilchos Chanukah. So why in the Rambam does the Rambam first put Purim and then Chanukah, and the Shulchan Aruch put Chanukah and then Purim? Now, I understand the Shulchan Aruch is going into the cycle of the year, you know? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, Purim. The Rambam apparently has a different methodology. The Rambam's methodology seems to be Chashivot. So you have Yom Kippur, you have Purim, and then you have Chanukah. Here, I wish everyone an amazing Shabbos.